Good morning and welcome to this new day. I'm Peter Osahon, Pastor of Christ Manifestation Church in London, and I bring you good news, a message of love, hope and peace. Jude 1 verses 1 to 2 say, Jude, a bond servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace and love be multiplied to you. The book of Jude is just one chapter, yet even the first two verses alone speak much about our privileged place in Jesus Christ. It says when we respond to God's call, God sanctifies us and preserves us in Christ. Sanctification means that God chooses us for Himself. He cleanses us and puts His mark of ownership on us. God's mark of ownership is a clear warning to the powers of darkness that we belong to Him and are therefore untouchable. This made Paul write in Galatians 6 verse 17, Henceforth, let no one trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. God then places us in Christ, where we are well kept and protected from destruction and decay. In Christ, God empowers and enables us to withstand the spiritual elements and storms of life, ready for eternal life with a joyful and wholesome spirit. Beloved, remember today that you belong to God. You have the marks of Christ on you. Therefore, you are legally untouchable. But it is your duty to declare and enforce this privilege against all opposition by your confession and your testimony. You cannot afford to be cold and quiet. Be violent. Remind yourself and all the powers of the enemy of who is in charge in your life. By your confessions, enforce your security in Christ and prosper. Remain in Christ by fixing your mind on Him and believing only His word about you. Today I pray that the truth that you know will set you free from all fear and inhibition, and that it will give you fresh fire, confidence and motivation, and the courage to enlarge your vision and your expectations. In Jesus' name. Thanks for taking time to listen to this message. Share it with somebody to encourage them and brighten their day. Remember, you are the light of the world.